News Talk 1620 WTAW, an update with Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen. We open up with a recurring theme about burglaries, and this time we get to visit about someone who caught an alleged burglar.
Yes, the victim caught the burglar. What happened was, I guess it was yesterday afternoon around 1 o'clock, 1:30, in the 1600 block of Saunders, the victim was going home for lunch when he saw a 14-year-old male ride a bike down the road with some of his property that was in his vehicle. He tried to stop and talk to the kid. The kid started to run off, but then the victim was able to stop him and detain him without laying hands on him. I mean, he didn't tackle him or anything like that, but he did talk to the kid, made him sit down and wait for us to get there, and that 14-year-old was arrested. Now, on the heels of that, the vehicle was unlocked. I want to remind people that is the majority of our burglaries is unlocked vehicles. So make sure you lock your vehicles and hydrate them.
And also a reminder to be observant of your neighbors in your neighborhood. If you see anything suspicious, call right away.
Definitely.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, another installment of Coffee with the Cop is coming up.
Yes, it will be tomorrow morning. From 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the African American Museum, which is the 500 block of East Pruitt. So come out and have a cup of coffee with us. You don't have to live in the area. You can be from anywhere in Bryan, or, I mean, if you're College Station, come on and work in Bryan. You still have ties to Bryan, so come visit with us.
Also coming up, the return of the new school year, and you have some reminders.
Yes, school starts next Monday. So we want to make sure that people start remembering that on Monday, the school zones are going to go into effect, and we want to remind you to slow down to the 20 miles per hour or whatever is posted in the school zone, and put the cell phones down, because remember, using the cell phone during the active school zone is illegal. Make sure you're watching for kids riding their bikes, and pay attention to the crossing guards. They're out there, you know, taking care of our children, and we need to obey them when they ask us to stop. And parents, if you haven't already, start walking your kids to school or showing them the route you want them to ride their bikes to school if they're coming from your house to, you know, to school on their own. And remind them never to take a ride from anyone, even if they know the person, unless you have given them permission. And have them call you when they're safely home and talk to them about safety tips and, you know, when they're home alone, and then also to, you know, listen to the crossing guard because they're there for their safety. So just for everybody, pay attention when you're starting to go through the school zone next week.
Another traffic issue with the start of school, too, is to pay attention to buses.
Yes, those buses will be taking their routes, and kids are going to be, you know, loading and unloading, and so make sure that you stop for those buses when those emergency lights come on. It is the law, and it's a hefty fine if you don't pay attention to it.
Stop when the lights are on and the arm is out, and don't start again until the lights are off and the sign's been pulled back then.
Exactly.
Finishing up with our update on increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 2800 block of East Glomeria, which is 40 miles per hour near William Joel Bryan, and the 2100 block of East William Joel Bryan, which is 45 miles per hour near the post office. And both of those were high accident locations for the second quarter of this year.
And that's our update. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.